Jonna, another home win, a narrow one, but another home win. How important are 3 points today, and what did you make of that performance?
Nervy. We didn't play well. Fits and starts. Great move for the goal. But we looked edgy, and yeah, didn't really have a go at the players, but we said they've got to show more urgency. They had to show that how much it mattered to win. And we stepped it up second half, got the goal, but then we tried to sit on it, and well, we did sit on it. We should be threatening more. We should be having more ball around their box. And in the last 5 minutes, you could see us sitting on the edge of our box and just being prepared to defend. And we did defend quite well, to be fair, but you won't always get away with that.
Is the sort of magnitude of the situation starting to sink into them, do you think, the reality of this push for the top seven?
Well, it's 2 points now. You know, we're 2 points off the top seven, so. But you know, just we've got to get past four teams. We've just got to keep plugging away, and take care of your own business, and let anybody else worry about themselves. We can play better than that, and we have played better than that, and not won. So, you know, that's pleasing that we've managed to grind out a result, and it's two clean sheets back to back, which is always a bonus.
We hear quite a lot about the winning habit. Are you in that winning habit, particularly here?
Yeah, you know, possibly I keep harping back to November and December, then possibly their games that might have gone against us. You don't get a little bit of green and something does go against you. We're sticking in, and we're showing a good appetite. I'd just like us to play better. We're better on the ball than that. We're better on the ball than what we showed the last two games, to be honest. And so we've got a chance this week to recharge our batteries and go again, you know, with a massive game against Newport.
Similar to the Blackpool game in that there weren't too many clear-cut chances, but one good move for the goal and Shea McCartan sharp again, that must please you that you've created and scored.
Yeah, you know, I'm pleased with Seamus as well. You know, he's on a rich vein of form. He believes he's going to score goals. Thought Billy Key was outstanding today. He led the line brilliantly, brought players into the game. And, you know, if Sean's shot goes in from the corner, it's the inside of the post that goes in, I think. We could have saw it out a lot more comfortably.
Yeah, we talked about the fans in the build-up to this, maybe having to be patient. I guess at times today they did have to be patient.
Well, they did, but you wouldn't think it. Quite a few behind me was moaning and groaning. And, you know, it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be pretty sometimes. And they've got to appreciate that we're not going to lump the ball forward. You know, there's no point. We haven't got the players to do that. And sometimes it's annoying that we do overplay a little bit and we go backwards a little bit too quickly, but we're winning games. You know, that's got to be the key objective. And when we do get our passing right, we do play well. And there was even a couple today. There was a couple of good passing moves. But as the pitch is turning and they get bobbly and they get hard, it's difficult. It's difficult to, and you've got to have belief in your own ability, and you've got to have belief in the method that you're playing. And thankfully, our players have.
11 home games without defeat now. The last time you had a run that long was 2011 when you made the playoffs. Lightning strike twice, maybe you'd take that, I guess.
We'd have to hope so, yeah. And you know, all we can do is try and get as many points as we can. As I said, a couple of weeks ago, I'd like to go the season unbeaten. And we don't want it to peter out. And so we've got 9 points to play for. And sad thing is that, you know, 81 points would have got you promoted this year. And it possibly could be 77. So that's frustrating that we just wrong place, wrong time last year.